everybody, welcome back to the Moscow Mules. I'm Shea Bowes, and contrary to the rumours, the Ukrainians didn't get me. They didn't wipe me out. They didn't abduct me and take me to a massage parlour in Kiev. They stuck me on their old kill list, the Mir Tavorets list, which is kind of a list where they put the people that they think are very helpful in outlining their vision of the new Ukrostan world. And also, even worse news, our old friend Augie Organis, our director and editor and basically all-round kind of guy makes the tea. He decided not to go for the gender reassignment surgery, so we gave him another 6 months here on the show. And listen, what happened while I was away? It's only been a month. Nothing much happened. They just tried to kill an ex-president. The Ukrainians tried to invade Russia. And all sorts of crazy shit happened at the Olympics. But let's start with good old Don. When someone tried to put a sunroof in the back of his head, it all went to shit, didn't it, in the States? And after all, it was a lone wolf attack. They cremated the poor dude who did the shooting, got the wrong guy on the video. You know, the FBI, they're investigating this, and they've never had a problem with the Don or any other president, right? Remember Mr. Hoover, JFK? Augie, let's have a look and run that video and remind ourselves of just what went down.
Take a look at what happened. Over.
Zip, zip, zip. So it all went down pretty quickly, right? But, you know, coming back to do the show this week, we were kind of going, this didn't happen at all, because if this had been a Democratic president or anybody else that wasn't a darling of the U.S. client media, this would still be front page news, right? But poor old Don, they try to take him down, and it just disappears from the headlines. And talking about the headlines, Augie, we got some real beauts, okay? Let's remind ourselves of how the client media, the Democrat-adoring media, told us what had happened to the big Don. Augie, you want to go first?
So let's read the first headline from Sunday Denver. Trump says he was shot in the ear. Gunman dies in attack.
Yeah, said. He said he was shot in the ear. He wasn't shot in the ear. But here's the best. Here's one of my favorites. Trump led away after loud noise.
How about MSNBC? Trump was escorted off stage.
And Reuters. Reuters was pretty good. They said, pop, 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 and a bloody Trump rushed away from election rally. Pop, pop, pop. What could it have been, Augie?
You know, NYT says Trump was taken away after what sounded like gunfire. Mm-hmm.
And USA Today, Trump led away after what seemed to be a loud noise. Like, what the f***?
And BBC is also following their American comrades. Shots were fired at Trump's speech.
And Germany's a Tagesschau, a loud bang at election event. Trump injured after incident. So it's kind of like saying, you know, when you're run over by a truck on a motorway and kind of wiped out and flattened like a piece of paper, report goes to your family. He had an interaction with a large motor vehicle.
But I think nobody surpasses the headline by CNN.
Yeah, that was the best one, wasn't it? CNN's headline, Trump fell. Yeah, after some guy tried to take the back of his head off with an AR-15. I mean, come on. You know, balanced media, the fake news media, they don't exist, right, Augie? I don't know about that, bro. I don't know. So, like, we thought that that was it, right, Augie? That this was going to be a walkover. How was Joe Biden going to take this dude on? But, of course, the Democrats had something up their sleeve. They decided to give Joe the old push. He went under the bus. Barack and Michelle, or Michael, depending on your view, the Clintons decided it was time was up for old Sleepy Joe. And Augie called me as soon as it happened, and he said, listen, we might as well can the show. Sleepy Joe is no more. And I said, Augie, have you any insight into this reality, what's happening here? You know how dumb Kamala is? We've got our new Joe. Run the video, Augie. Check this lady out.
We've been to the border.
You haven't been to the border.
And I haven't been to Europe. And I don't understand the point that you're making.
Talking
about the significance of the passage of time. Right? The significance of the passage of time.
The significance.
So when you think about it, there is great significance to the passage of time.
Ukraine is a country in Europe. It exists next to another country called Russia. Russia is a bigger country. Russia is a powerful country. Russia decided to invade a smaller country called Ukraine.
This is like second grade geography, right?
So you're now no longer are you necessarily keeping those private files
in some file cabinet that's locked in the basement of the house.
Hillary, you listening, Hillary?
It's on your laptop, and it's then therefore
it's in the cloud.
Up here in this cloud that exists above us, right?
The Caribbean nations, island nations, in the Western Hemisphere. That is where the Caribbean is. We are also in the Western Hemisphere.
Completely
they are our neighbors.
Insane.
I am here, standing here on the northern flank, on the eastern flank, talking about what we have in terms of the eastern flank.
I can imagine what can be and be unhindered.
She really is nuts, right?
You know?
And of course, we should never be unhindered by what has been. We should always be thinking about what can be, because what can be and what has been is so important, right, Augie?
Absolutely.
What can be unburdened by what has been?
What can be unburdened by what has been? What can be unburdened by what has been? What can be unburdened by what has been? What can be unburdened by what has been?
So it's important to remember how the client media is deployed by big business and big politics in the States. How the money flowed in to Kamala's campaign as soon as Bill and his lady friend, not Monica, his wife, decided that it was time, Barack and Michael or Michelle, that Joe was done and Kamala was coming in. Someone that the mainstream media had really painted as a bit of a dimwit for years suddenly became the darling of the mainstream client media in the USA. And Augie, it looks like Kamala could be laughing her way all the way to the White House. Run it there. I mean, you got it. I like it. I mean, No, I don't know. I don't know. And don't forget, Kamala is really one of the leading proponents of wokeism. She's not just the wokest. She says, be the wokiest, be woker than woke, be a wide awake woke. I don't know what she said, but she's a big fan, a big flag waver for the LGBTQ plus XYX PMZ, whatever they're called, brigade. And she's also decided to take to TikTok in probably one of the cringiest videos I've ever seen in my life. Check it. Run it, Augie.
Hey, Kamala. What are we going to say to Donald Trump in November?
Bye.
Let's not forget, Kamala wants to ban TikTok. So another big event that we missed while I was on my little break touring Europe myself, I avoided Paris because I didn't want to get dysentery, was, of course, the Olympics. We're not going to talk about the opening ceremony just yet. We'll do that in a minute. But let's talk about the Seine River. You might recall that we really ripped the piss out of the river, and there's plenty of piss in it and something else floating around. As predicted, old Macrolian decided not to go for a dip, which is interesting. We said that, didn't we, Augie?
Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, it seems that the water in the Seine didn't sit very well in the stomachs of some of the athletes. Run the video there, Uggs.
On your mark.
Oh, man. Check this out. Boom, straight into that raw sewage. Nice. You don't want to watch this after a few beers.
A few moments later.
Mm-hmm. Boom. Yeah, that'll do it. Oof. Yeah, nice. Yeah. Rainbow-colored puke. Nice. So you might think, you know, and their professor of disinformationology and his number one student here are making this shit up about the Seine. And I mean making this shit up about the Seine. We're not making it up. Check out a video that a Parisian decided to take just to show exactly what's floating around in there. And then you might get a better idea as to why people like Daniel Whiffen, our swimmer, was hurling his guts up after splashing around in it. Run the video there, Augie.
Serviette hygiénique, papier toilette.
Toilet paper.
Préservatif. Hein.
Voilà. Préservatif is something you put on your equipment before you stick it.
Non traité, qui est rejeté directement.
Yes, a condom.
Dans la Seine. Voilà, regardez.
C'est
un torrent, carrément. Hein. Là, on va pas se mentir, hein. Vous voyez, c'est vraiment un torrent.
Wow, not good, right? It's a sewer, a sewer.
No wonder Macron suddenly decided not to swim.
Indeed. No wonder Macrolian decided not to have a plunge before his orange juice and croissant. And of course, it turned out to be the most rampantly homosexually biased Olympics in history. I don't think the Greeks or the Romans even had such a butt-banging time when they had their games, if you know what I'm saying. And we should have kind of known which way it was heading with the opening ceremony. And that started with a dude in a dress carrying a lit torch. Run the video, Oggy.
A été choisie pour faire partie des porteurs de flammes. Et depuis qu'elle est au courant, elle s'entraîne quotidiennement. Et c'est pas toujours facile.
Oh, give me a break. It's obligatory these days, isn't it? Dude in a dress, guy in a fucking mini skirt.
Check out the fakest ever.
Oh my God, yeah. I mean, if that jumped into the scene, it would immediately flip upside down like a pair of life rafts. What a fake. What a lot of bull. Well, they didn't manage to clean up the scene. It's full of like Macron. They did manage to drive all the homeless people and immigrants out of Paris and clean the streets in advance of the arrival of the athletes. Now, the athletes didn't turn out to be too happy either. They said the food was shit. They said the accommodation was terrible. We even had an Olympic gold medalist decided to sleep on a bench in a park rather than the crappy beds they provided. You know, vive la France, vive la différence. What a shit show. And of course, when I grew up back in Ireland in the 1870s, 2,000 years ago, it was illegal to beat women up for sport. It still is, by the way. But it seems that it's become a spectator sport now, with dudes pretending to be ladies bashing women in the Olympic boxing ring. Now, Ireland's very proud of its boxers, Kelly Harrington, winning two golds back-to-back. Fair play to Kelly, a girl from a working-class area, Dublin, not far from where I'm from. She actually took on the Algerian, I believe, and gave him a good kicking. But this became the big talking point of the Olympics. Even Harry Potter's mother getting involved. Let's have a look, Oggy, at this dude dishing out some domestic bliss to the ladies.
Who won the bout and on the evidence...
The guy's in the red.
Oh my God. I mean, that's just... Look at this, right in the...
...made of the final round after the decision, but...
This is a guy.
She was on top.
I never got hit so hard in my life. That's what one of them said, right? The Italian girl.
The girl actually said to her coach right now that she's saying that I can't fight him. He's a man.
Well, you know, this is a welcome to 2024. Yeah.
Looks like a lady, right?
Yeah. And interestingly, this dude had been banned as a female competitor by the one of the big boxing associations. Check it out. He'd already been excluded, but the Olympians decided, you know, hey, all are welcome, even if you're Mike Tyson with a 2-2 on. But hey, hold on a second, calm down. It turns out that if you put on a bit of makeup, a nice wig, some hair extensions, and some lippy, you're also a lady. It doesn't matter what good old St. Peter and Jesus and his daddy up above put in your pants the day you were born. It's all irrelevant. Run the video, Oggy. All very gentle in front of the camera now, ain't he? Interesting. And of course, another thing that happened while I was away on my tour of ancient monastic sites of Europe, the Ukrainians decided, the peace-loving Ukrainians who've been complaining about being invaded for 2.5 years, decided to invade Russia. Yes, correct. They've obviously lost all their history books. I think they've burnt them all, actually, Oggy, where Napoleon and good old Uncle Adolf, who they're very fond of, as we'll see in a minute, decided to take day trip to good old Rusland. And they came back in body bags, coffins, or many of them are just turned into fertilizer. Maybe, who knows, third time lucky, but highly unlikely. And what they did as soon as they arrived in good old Russia was decide to play Uncle Adolf's favorite game of the dancing SS man. Run the video there, Oggy.
Yeah, yeah. Du bist russische Schweine.
No Nazis in Ukraine.
Иди пей водка.
None at all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not at all. It's all made up by the central disinformation office here. Yeah, look, this is not an SS helmet. And of course, we've heard about the Russian soldiers making their way through parts of eastern Ukraine, the poorest country in Europe, very few outdoor toilets there to steal. And we were told that the Russians were stealing microwaves, toilets were being carried back into the APCs. And one of the first things the Ukrainians remarked on when they came across the border into Kursk was how good the roads were. And they also decided to take specimens and samples of Russian groceries from the Pitorichka, from the local shop, to bring back for research purposes. They weren't looting. What a doggy. Yeah. This isn't looting, okay? This is just sample gathering, right? Okay.
What's interesting is among the samples that they gathered is Coca-Cola.
Yeah, Coca-Cola. How do you have that in Russia? I thought it wasn't meant to be here. Maybe they're not in Russia at all. Maybe this is another psyop. Maybe this is on the outskirts of Kiev. Maybe the Nazi helmets are all fake too. Yeah, maybe Putin is dead. Maybe we're not here at all. And of course, as soon as the picnic brigade decided to cross the border in Kursk and invade Russia, it's very important to actually realize what's actually happening here. The front line in Ukraine, by the way, is over 1,200 kilometers long. The border between Ukraine and Russia is another 2,500 kilometers long. Nobody's ever fought along a border that long. It's impossible to defend it all. Defend everywhere, defend nowhere. My old friend Napoleon. And what's very important and interesting about this current episode, this is part three of a serial. First one didn't work out too well. Second one was not so good either. We were denied the truth. No, sorry, my hand gets a bit itchy. But this is episode three, Star Wars episode three, The Empire Falls Flat on Its Ass. And of course, you've got a lot of Western Ukrainians now pouring across the border, pretending to be SS men. But the scale is important. Just how much of glorious Mother Russia has Ukraine invaded and overtaken and reclaimed for the glorious Fourth Reich? Ogie, run the video. It's not so good. So check it out. This is the Kursk region, okay? Which is one region of Russia, okay? But watch how big the rest of Russia is. What's behind what they've just taken? Let's have a look. Oh, shit. Russia's actually the biggest continental landmass in the world. Ah, I see. So it ain't going too well after all. So it's really important to understand that any dude can stand in his back garden with a sign saying, welcome to Moscow. It's all bullshit. A lot of this stuff is psyops. And just like their great-granddaddies from the 14th SS Galicia Division who got their asses kicked back into Ukraine, it's highly, highly likely that ain't nothing going to be traded, Michael. No one's going to trade Kursk, a part of Russia, for another part of Russia. How did that work out? It ain't going to happen. So be wide awake to the bullshit. And of course, as we know, the center of European values, democracy, freedom, and liberty. Ban the opposition, ban the church, lock up your enemies, disappear loads of people. But at least they've got next year's Eurovision entry ready to roll. Take it away, Augie.
I am a president of big great country. I am in trouble, can you help me, please? I have already closed the boundaries.
No escape.
Men ride on the streets. My generals, they have a plan.
I love this.
It will work.
Zaluzhny. Adios. Gone.
Americans.
Joe. Gone.
Your men.
They're all gone.
I just need your.
Here we go.
Money and place. Money and taste. give me money. Thank you. Thanks.
It's a classic. No, for sure.
Give me money.
Deutschmarks, Reichsmarks, any way you like it, Marks. So you really got to wonder where all the money's going. Well, we know that a big chunk of it landed in the back of a Porsche Cayenne Jeep. Middle of a war, we got to be very frugal with our transport. Check it out, 5 million European dollars in 100 bill notes landed in the back of the accountant of a company that was supplying food to the Ukrainian military. And of course, there's also Vladimir. When you're the dictator of a country in absolute collapse, the population's cut in half, you're massacring people basically, you need to take time. What better place to do it than in a nice winery that you bought from the man himself? Only 75 million, what's that among friends these days? You got that in your ashtray in your Porsche. Now, who did he buy it from? Let's have a think. Did you do this? Did you do that? I think he did it. I know he bought it from Sting. And meanwhile, back in good old Maple Town, Canada, one of my favorite places, actually. I've got some very good friends there and some cousins actually living there. I won't tell you who they are because they'll be deported. Good old Justin. Isn't he such a lovely guy? Saccharine, sweet, good looking. A man determined to be the wokest of the woke. And here he is at the gay parade in Toronto telling a six-month-old baby to have a good pride. Yeah, you heard me right. A little baby, have a good pride. It's not indoctrination. No, it's not. Run the video, Augie. Happy pride. I mean, what? It doesn't end there. Justin's also a bit of a tool when it comes to making a clown of himself whenever there's anything ethnic involved. Remember the old blackface situation? Yeah. And I actually think that good old Fidel Castro would be ashamed of his son dancing in front of kebabs, shaking his ass. Take it away, Augie.
I don't understand why he dances at kebabs.
Check it. Why? 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 Augie, why?
I made a lot of kebabs in my life, but I've never learned that you have to dance.
Why? Why is he such an asshole? Why? How is he still the prime minister? Remember the Nazi thing? Yaroslav Hunka, our old friend? Yeah, what a piece of sh**. I don't like Trudeau. And this serious bout of wokeism, which is woke-itis, actually, it's very transmissible, and it's endemic among liberal politicians pretending they are really, really interested in the minority gay community, etc., or anybody at all who isn't just a straight dude taxpayer. Here's the mayor of Toronto getting down and dirty, literally, in what looks like some kind of f***ing circus act. Run it, Augie. I mean, why again? I mean, why is this important? Why do they need to do this? Well, look, I'm serious. Why? I want someone to tell me why. Can anyone tell me why? No. Nobody can tell me why. Nobody knows why. It's like the emperor with the clothes. You know, the kid goes, he's got no clothes on. What? How dare you? This is the fucking emperor's clothes. This is the insanity of modern Western society. Nobody knows why the fuck people need to do this.
Let me read a bunch of headlines about things going on in Toronto. Mm-hmm. So maybe we'll understand why she's dancing there.
Tell me why.
Toronto shooting incidents are 140% over last year.
That's why she's dancing. That's why Trudeau's kebab, basically.
Carjackings in Toronto have more than doubled in 2024.
That's why.
And my favorite, Toronto mayor eyes police budget cuts while crime rises.
Correct. And while Yaroslav Hunka is invited into the parliament to the applause of Vladimir Zelensky and pals, aren't the Ukrainians relieving the Canadian population of a ton of money too, Augie?
Oh, yeah. Remember those scammer stories?
Oh, yeah. Check it out. Plenty of cash. Mmm, that maple syrup. Очень вкусно. So, it doesn't seem to matter where you're from in the Western world right now, the European Union, or the United States of America, or the EUSA, as I like to call it. Check out the Norwegian Minister for Culture and Inclusion. They're not that serious anymore, these politicians, are they? Run the video, Augie. Yeah. So, as you do.
Yeah.
Here we go. She's gonna release the two puppies. Check it out. Here they come. Yep. Out they come. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. So it kind of defines tonight's episode. And what I was trying to say to you all night was that it doesn't really matter anymore in the West. It's all style over substance. Who's gonna be the president of the USA? It's going to be someone who had $1 billion to spend to make you believe you were taking part in a democracy. Same in the EU, same in what's happening in Ukraine. Who's actually in charge? That's a big question, and it's a question we're going to be trying to answer by looking under the lid, under that dirty old carpet, next week when me and Augie will be back again. See you then.